Thank you, Harold. Just help me with my shawl, won't you? You're a darling. That will do. I'm sure my present company would just love a drink. Wouldn't you, handsome? Get him a scotch on the rocks, Harold, do. Don't give him that swill that you serve to the other patrons. Get him my personal bottle from the back. We'll both be drinking wine this evening. Well, sugar, did you enjoy the show? I hear it was your friend over there who's footing the bill for our time together today. You must be a very dear friend. I'm expensive, you know. Particularly right after a show. I normally retire back to my boudoir after a routine like that. It leaves me all heaving and sweaty all over. I'm sure it's quite a delicious sight. Don't be afraid to stare, sweetheart. I don't mind. And after all, your friend did pay a very, very high price to give you an unobstructed view. Take it all in. Times like these, you see everyone dragging themselves about in rags. Well, not in here. In here, there's every luxury. The Diamond Palace. The finest little cabaret for 1,000 miles. Every vice you could ask for, gathered together in a shimmering pile. A dragon's hoard of jewels, gold glittering lights, beautiful music to make a man's soul fly straight on up to heaven. Game tables with the most delightful inroads to part ways with your money. The finest spirits, the most gorgeous girls. All with complete discretion, of course. Forgive the introduction. You just give me the impression of someone who's on their first visit. Your eyes are still shining. You look a little breathless. Now, I know I'm quite the eyeful. But I'm not so vain as to think that's all me. Drink in the sights and sounds. That sweet smell? Why, that's a draft of opium coming from the rooms in the back. They have soft beds with red satin sheets where you can smoke and dream to your heart's content. A whole 8 hours of celestial bliss for just $40. Nothing for a man like yourself, I'm sure. I couldn't be back there with you myself. The smoke fiddles with my throat, so. But I can join you afterwards if you like. Oh, aren't I just a twittering little jay? I haven't asked you at all about yourself, you dear man. So tell me, what is your name? It suits you, darling. My name? Oh, you didn't hear my introduction? You came in after. Oh, you would have loved it, darling. I was lowered into the stage in the most stunning golden cage and emerged wearing the most fetching azure mask and boa. I think my dear friend on the other end of the stage is still recovering. See? He passed out when I shimmied in and hasn't woken since. But he looks so happy. No, darling, he's all right. He comes to my show every night. Happens every time, especially when I'm wearing blue. It does go rather well with my eyes. But I'm just fascinated to hear about you. Please, tell me how you came by our little pleasure den. You don't seem like the usual crowd who comes in here. Scared little rich boys and jaded old rich men. What seems different? Why, my darling, everything. Shall I be frank with you? You've got an honest face, and I don't get much of that. I bet that if I told you I know exactly where you rented that suit, and I know for damn sure it didn't cost more than a nickel or so, you'd blush red in the face just like you are right now. It doesn't matter to me, just so you know. It's refreshing. But it does make me curious about you. So when I say I'm fascinated, for once I actually do mean it. Harold! There you are. What took you so long, you lovable oaf? What a tumbler you've poured me. I do believe you're trying to win a smile from me tonight. Well, I'm afraid you're out of luck tonight. I'm saving them all for my present delightful company. Oh, Harold, I'm sure whatever you have to tell me, you can say in front of our dear guest here. Oh, all right. Of course he can't hear us here. The music is too loud and the booth too far. What the bloody hell does Don need? Well, tell him I'm not available. You heard me. I'm not available tonight. Things. I have my own things to do tonight. None of your fucking business. Let go of me, Harold. You're hurting me. Let go. Fuck, Harold. People are gonna see, you stupid muscle-headed pig. I know exactly who I work for. I know how much I owe. I never forget. Fucker. I'll be there, okay? I'll clear my schedule. Let go of me. The boy is looking. He's going to be unhappy if he sees my... if he sees the merchandise being handled by security. I don't have to say that to you. You ain't Dawn. However much you fucking wish you were. Fine. Please, goddammit. Please, you stupid fucking prick. Will you please stop squeezing my arm? Jesus, Harold. Oh, darling. I hope you didn't get lonely while I was away. Mwah. Oh, goodness, you're perched all the way at the end of the booth. Have you been keeping my seat warm for me? How sweet of you. Scoot over, you big lug. Oh, that? Harold's just fussing over me, the goose. Telling me details for my set tomorrow. The red gown with the ruby ear traps instead of the purple gown with sapphires. And silly things. Too silly to talk about with someone as refined as yourself. You ought to check out the show tomorrow, darling. It's going to be simply smashing. Worried? No, not at all. Perhaps worried I wouldn't look lovely enough if another handsome fellow comes walking in with his friends looking for my company. Do try the scotch. It's from my personal liquor cabinet. I live in the dearest little apartment upstairs, right over the lounge. Luxurious, any penthouse, with golden wallpaper, red furniture. The owner insisted upon it. Donnie Solomon. Friends here call him Don. Just a lovely man. Takes good care of his girls. Did you know we have real diamonds sewn into all of our brassieres? And if you don't believe me, I can always show you later. There's a dear. Now take a sip. There we are. Don't cough. It's strong. The way I like it. That smoky, peppery finish. It reminds me of back home. I'm a small town girl, you know. Made my way up to the big city only a few years ago. Followed my brother here, in fact. Oh, no one you've heard of, darling. My sweet brother got himself mixed in with the wrong folks and had to go back home. Tried to make a living on the ponies, you know. Some people just can't cut it out here. Not like you and I, the clever ones. You know, I used to say as a little girl that I wanted to be a princess. Now, here I am, the Grand Princess of the Diamond Palace. dreams really do come true, in their own way. A cigarette? Well, if you're indulging, I will too, darling. Light mine? What a gentleman. Hey, what are you doing? My glove. Hey, no! Give that back. Ouch. That's my hand, you ass. Of course they're not. I mean, yes. Those are clearly bruises. No hiding that. Yes, they do look a lot like fingerprints, don't they? But they're not. Ridiculous man. It's a bruise from a new costume. The gems, you see, they're beaded on the outside of the glove, and I hit myself with the door by mistake, and the gems created these even little bruises. Don't push my hair back from my eye. Yes, there's a bruise there, too. I fell down the stairs. It took a terrible tumble, darling. You ought to have seen it. So embarrassing. I normally move with such grace, but every once in a while I'm stricken and I become such a klutz. I'm not... Please. Just believe me. Just pretend like we're having a good time. If you don't like the way I look anymore after seeing the bruises, I understand. Please, just pretend until the end of the time slot your friend paid for. I'll be in trouble. Please, give me my glove back before someone else sees. Thank you. Who did it? God, who knows? Harold, Tommy, Lewis. I can't keep track of all the thuggies that Don hires. Some are less vicious than others, but all of them feel the need to grab my arm. It's a training, you know. Grab the girls by the arms, so the gloves will hide everything. It's a miracle any of us can hold a mic. Luckily, the other girls seem to have figured it out. Their hands heal after the first couple of weeks, and then they learn to stop mouthing off. Not me. I don't ever seem to learn. I hope I never become like those complacent broads. I could actually use that smoke, if you don't mind. Please, don't say anything. It's normal. It happens all the time. I'm all right, really. It's just my performer's voice. People want to believe they're with some big star. You'd think that they would just look around them and see that it's all an illusion. Please. Don't say anything. Why am I here? Same reason all the other girls are here. I'm in debt to Dawn. Working it off. Me? I'm working off the biggest debt of all. I'll probably be working here until I die. Sorry, that was morbid. Really, don't you want to talk about something else? You're incorrigible. I've never told anyone the story, actually. Someone might as well know, I guess. And you seem like a kind person. I'll tell you. But you gotta swear not to tell anybody else, okay? It could hurt me. I mean it. The bruises on my hand? Nothing compared to what I've seen some of them do when they get pissed off. My brother, Freddy, he was real, real bad at the ponies. We grew up on a farm, raised around horses. He genuinely thought he knew what he was doing. Saw an ad in a paper that somehow made its way into the house from one of Pa's trips to the general store. Big race happening up here in the city. Big money for betting. Freddie was in charge of deliveries to the city. Often stopped to take a drink with some of the less reputable folks out and about town. Told us he had the inside scoop. Sure win. One of my sisters begged him not to go. He wasn't having it. He left in the dead of night. Took off to the city. Broke Ma's heart. Took the damn car. And when we'd scrimped and saved for, looked like we were gonna be done for. So Pa and I hitch a ride into town with a friend, went looking for Freddy. Staying with a cousin out here. And of course no one had seen hide or hair of him. I kept saying. They wouldn't meet our eyes when we asked. Finally, I borrowed a set of rollers from my cousin and dipped into our savings for some rouge. Tart myself up proper and make my way out to the dumpiest watering hole I can find. There's plenty of men have always liked me. And when I sweet talk, they tell me things. They tell me anything. I found out where Freddy was by the end of the day. Turns out, he had won on the ponies. He'd won big. And holed himself up with some hussy he'd met at the track. They'd been boozing and hitting the opium dens for weeks, living in sin and loving it. I tracked down the address I'd been given and found the apartment locked and voices inside, men shouting, furniture being thrown. Just as I was about to knock again, door flung open and I found myself being yanked inside. Room full of Don and his thuggies. They're looking for Freddy, and they're gonna kill everyone in their way finding him. Seems Freddy took off with a portion of the winnings that Donnie had decided to save for himself. I keep my mouth shut, but they shake me down and find papers on me that say I'm Maxine Cabot, Cleeler's sister to one Freddy Cabot who's got a whole mess of the mob's money. They take me to some old burnt-out warehouse and hold me there for hours and hours, asking me everything about my brother. I'll spare you the details about how they got me to talk. They figure out I know about as much as they do, and they decide to just hold me hostage until Freddy gives himself up. And that bastard takes 3 weeks to come out of hiding. They keep me on bread and water. I get bored, so I sing. I used to sing all the time at home. Sing of the cows while I milk them. Sing of the horses when I feed them. Sing with the birds when I wake up in the morning. Donnie took a liking to me real quick. Makes his excuses to come and see me all the time. Brings me little treasures. Flowers, dresses, sweets. Guess if any of that makes a difference when you're locked up. He'll bring me his treasures and he'll kick his feet up and make me sing for him for hours. Until my throat is raw and scratchy. When he's sure I can barely sing another note, he'll smile, grab me, kiss the top of my head and say, "See you tomorrow." Freddy finally gives himself up. And they shoot him in the back of the head after he gives him what's left. That money he won. I'm spying on the whole thing through a keyhole, so I don't see all of it, but I do see his body hit the ground like a sack of potatoes. No life left in his eyes. And I'll forget it. And now I sing for Donnie every night. And he spoils me. And I spend my days dreaming of new ways to kill myself. I won't, though. I'm gonna get out of here. I have to. I have to. Boy, what a bummer of a dinner conversationalist I am, huh? Let's talk about something else, sweetheart. I truly do want you to have a good time. My problems ain't your problems. And you've barely touched your scotch. All the ice is melted. It won't be any good now. I'll have Harold bring us another glass for you. Seriously, don't worry about it. Look, you're really nice. And I have no idea why I told you all that. You just strike me as someone trustworthy, and I haven't met someone I felt like I could trust ever since I got sucked into this place. So when you meet another soul you feel like you can unburden yourself to, it's hard to resist the temptation after being in a gilded cage for so long. But I promise you, it won't happen again. I'll show you a good time tonight. All right? Please, love. Don't get me in trouble. Smile. Make the people watching us think that I'm being the most charming hostess. I shouldn't even have told you all that. I've ruined your evening. I really do feel awful. I'm truly... You're a genuinely kind man, but... No, you can't help me, sweetheart. I'm in too deep. Donnie's got eyes everywhere. I'm telling you again, the bruises on my arm, they're nothing compared to what they would do to you if you tried anything. Please, I don't want to see a sweet guy like you get hurt. Not for me. Okay? Please. I'll be fine. I have my own plans for getting out of here. Okay? Seriously, Cher. You're a lot tougher than you look. I believe it. Look at the fire flashing in your eyes. But you don't understand, honey. These are real bad men. They'll kill you so much as look at you. And you're brave, and you're sweet, and you're kind. And I don't want you to get caught in the crossfire that is my existence. What are you grabbing my hands for? So gentle, so strong. Maybe you really are tougher than you look. No matter what, you want to help. Come on, why do you want to do this for me? You don't even know me. Is it because you want to fuck me? Because, I'll be frank with you, your friend already paid for you to have that. I'm not supposed to say anything out loud. I'm supposed to just get you down to my room at the end of the night, but I'm letting you know so you don't do anything stupid just for some nookie. Don't look so shocked. Look around you. All these girls, you think we just sing and dance? This ain't Broadway, mister. So please, look, I'm gonna sleep with you no matter what, so don't do anything dumb. Look, it's horrible here, but I'm... The way I got here was horrible, but... I'm well-fed, and I have a nice apartment, and I work for 3 hours every night entertaining you fine folks. Not too bad of a living. You're really serious about this. Love. You know what? Things can't get much worse. Do you want to try? We gotta strategize. Which means we'll need some real privacy. Kiss me. Just do it. Make it look convincing. Ooh, honey. You sure know how to make a lady feel good. Give me some more of that sugar. Grab my breast. Do it. Oh. you want to come up with my... I'm sorry. Do you want to come up to my room with me? It's just up these stairs.
Go with it. Don't stop touching me.
Harold, we're going to retire upstairs for a nightcap. Be a dear and give me back my shawl, won't you? Let's go, honey. Right up here.
Here we are. Talk quietly. Sometimes they listen at the door. Honey, are you sure about this? Because you don't have to do this. You're a good man, and I appreciate you wanting to help me. But you don't know me. You don't have to do this. Thank you. Okay. Well. Oh. First off, do you have anything we can use as a weapon if things get dicey? Donnie won't let me have so much as a real mirror ever since I shattered the last one and tried to cut Harold with the shards. Gave him that long scar on the side of his face. That's why he don't care for me much. Oh my goodness, a pistol. Well, you came prepared. Sketchy part of town. Well, your instincts were right. It loaded? Good. Hopefully we don't have to use it at all. Well, we're going to have to make them think we're up here doing the horizontal tango if we want any chance of getting out of here alive, though. Here, quick. Take off my dress. Don't worry about it. It's all part of the show, right? So just... The zipper's in the back, so I need you to help me. Pull it down. Slowly. Like what you see, sugar. You're not too bad yourself. Come here. Lay down with me. Fine as that. Feels good against your back, doesn't it? I'll take control for a bit. Make you look good and properly fucked. Let me loosen your tie and get it out of the way. I know so many fun things I could do with this tie, but later. No more shirt. I want to kiss down this lovely chest. Farther down. Hey, relax. Look. Come here again. So I can whisper to you. I know that we're doing part of this for show. But I really do find you very attractive. So don't feel bad about it at all. All right. You. I didn't think so. No. You just relax. And let Maxine take care of you. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Right here. I'm gonna take care of you getting distracted. Pants off. Would you look at that? I'm sorry, but I've got to get my mouth on this. I've got a few other talents besides singing, sugar. Get you nice and slicked up. I'm ready to slide down my sweet throat. That's it. What a lovely gift. Let me make you feel good, sugar. I know it's probably really hard to concentrate right now with the angle you're lying down at. Can you check the people on the left-hand wall and see if you see any movement back there? Squint your eyes so it doesn't look like you noticed the hole. It's underneath the painting of the two sisters. You do? Shit. That's okay. They'll give up after they see you're enjoying yourself. They don't like to watch much longer than after this. Enjoy the feel of my mouth. Let yourself relax. We might be here for a little bit. I don't mind so much. You can put your hands in my hair if you want. Feel how soft it is. I can feel you throbbing in my mouth, sugar. How long has it been for you? Since a woman took good care of you like this. Look again, sugar. What do you see? Perfect. Now come for me. Come in my sweet little mouth and I'll swallow what you give me. Don't want your brain off somewhere else. No. first. Kiss me again. Not for them to see this time. This time just for me. Oh, you kiss like a dream. Am I dreaming? Last chance to get out of here. You can leave. Not get caught up in my mess. I wouldn't blame you at all. Okay. If you're sure. Check again. They watching us? Good. Let me just, God. You're amazing. Oh, you must be an angel. A real guardian angel. So hopeless. I never really dreamed I could actually get out of here. But now, I think we might actually have a shot. Okay. Are you ready? Let's do this. Let's get out of here.